Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Russia is flooding the Middle Eastern nations, including Iran, with the best weapons of war in the world today. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Pentagon saying that Iran's missiles are unrivaled in the Middle East, even Israel.
Now what happened is that the Defense Intelligence Agency this week released a new report. It's been doing these reports on Iran's military power for the past 3 years. So they go through the Iranian military, its capabilities, what they're doing, what their ideology is, and are they able to project power. And clearly, missile capabilities is the key thing for them today, in addition to the Quds Force, which gives them boots on the ground in Syria and Iraq. And as you say, the Pentagon has confirmed what we all know, which is that Iran's missile forces, which are not just based in Iran proper, but are in Lebanon, in Syria, and in Gaza, aimed at Israel, are by far and away the most powerful and most numerous, certainly, of any missile force in the Middle East. They've got 120,000, at least, missiles bracketed on Israel. That dwarfs anything the Israelis have got.
And as we look at it today, Ken, Russian arms going into the Middle East, almost unstoppable.
And the Russians are very aggressive in their expansion into the Middle East, and it's not just arms sales, although those are very, very important. They are trying to essentially replace the United States in several countries, such as Turkey. So now the Turks are going to Moscow to get new aircraft. Egypt is also in that position. So the Russians are expanding arms sales and expanding their position on the ground. You see now Russia reconstituting this alliance that it had in the Middle East during the Cold War, when Gaddafi in Libya was a client, Assad in Syria was a Russian client, Saddam Hussein in Iraq was a Russian client. That ended after the Cold War, but now Putin is trying to reconstitute that alliance. So we're going back, it's kind of like back to the future, Jimmy. We're going back to the 70s or the early 80s with Russia and the United States facing off in the Middle East.
Ken Timmerman with the details on Russia supplying the Middle Eastern nations with the best weapons of war available in our world today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's report focuses on two major nations that are preparing to use these weapons to go into Israel to destroy the Jewish state. Ancient Jewish prophets pre-wrote history in the prophetic passages that they wrote some 2,500 years ago. Those prophecies are found in Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. A close reading of these passages reveal what we see in our world today. The stage is being set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. God's word is absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...